Hello, novel writers. This is the NaNoWriMo podcast for 2006. I'm your host, Arusha Wame, and as I speak to you, it is October 13th. This is the first real podcast for this year, 2006. And to get started, I'll let you know that the theme music this year is called Life in a Tube, and it's by the lovely and talented Bjorn Fogelberg, and I found it on the excellent Magnatune.com. Highly recommend checking out Magnatune.com for all kinds of cool music that you can download in a DRM-free format of your choosing, so go check out Magnatune.com. The website for the podcast is at nanowrimopodcast.blogspot.com, and on the site, there's this spanky new little chat box where you can, on your website, just off the website, leave me short voice messages. If you want to leave me a longer message, I'd be perfectly thrilled to get it, and you can call me at 206-222-2349. And as always, you can email me at darushaplusnanowrimo@gmail.com. That's spelled D-A-R-U-S-H-A, the plus sign, nanowrimo@gmail.com. So this year, the podcast is going to be a little bit different than it was last year, if you were listening last year. Last year, I did a daily podcast during the weekdays of November for National Novel Writing Month. This year, I don't think there's a hope in hell that I'm going to do it every day. I've got more to do in my actual general life. I have less of a clue what I'm doing for NaNoWriMo, and I found the daily shows to be a little bit much. They also tended to be sort of short, scattered, and not as great quality, so this year I'm going to try and go for longer, better, higher quality shows, but not as often. I'm hoping to get in some interviews with other writers, some more sort of interactive stuff. I've got some new equipment coming, so hopefully the quality will be better, and I can do a little bit more of the sort of on-the-go kind of stuff. I'm also thinking I might do a reading or two from my own Nano, assuming that it's remotely public consumption worthy. And I'd love to get other people doing readings as well. So call the number or email me your MP3 files. Or if you don't want to read it or you don't have a microphone or you don't want to call, you can send me your text and I'll read it. I think that I get inspired a lot by other people's writings, so I think that might be a great way to keep us all going and so on and so forth while we're actually writing our national novels. And I think I'm also going to include a little section inspired by the show with Zay Frank, which you should check out probably now, because if you do it in November, you'll just get stuck watching all the back episodes of those and not doing your nanos. And that's just something from the forums. So we'll have some little thing that's going on in the forums for the show. My plans for my novel so far are quite poor. Last year, I had started planning my nano as soon as I finished the previous one. This year, I didn't even have an idea up until about a month ago. I was thinking I wasn't even going to do nano this year, but then I got an idea, and I've come up with a couple of characters, and a really basic plot, and a really involved subplot, and a theme, so I've got the idea, so I'm going to do it, obviously. And I obviously, if I wasn't doing nano, I wasn't going to do the podcast either. But as soon as I got this idea for my novel, all of a sudden I started getting emails from people saying, "Hey, are you going to do the podcast again?" So yes, I'm doing the podcast again. Thank you to Sarah particularly, who emailed me and posted comments on the weblog. So yes, I'm doing the podcast again. Last year, like I said, I was all outlined and perfectly organized by this time. Of course, the first year that I did Nano, I didn't even have an idea. I found out about Nano after November 1st, and luckily I wasn't working, so I just did it anyway. And I won. So the book was not dreadful. It wasn't great, but I mean, it was I thought pretty good for the longest thing I'd ever written at the time. So this year it's sort of in between, and so I'm hopeful that I can certainly succeed at the word count. I don't know if the novel's going to be any good, but I'm hoping now that it's getting a little bit closer that I can use the next few weeks to get a little bit more organized than I already am. I might try to use a modified version of the snowflake method, which I've never used before and I've heard of, so I'll put a link in the show notes to what that's all about. There's no way I'm going to do the whole shebang, because I'm way too lazy and yeah, I'm not good at following other people's methods at the best of times, but I'm probably going to give it a try just because I've got so much of nothing to do otherwise. So hopefully I'm going to get a little bit more organized. I'd love to hear from you all about how well-organized or poorly organized you are. So send me those emails, leave comments on the weblog. And I really want to get people to use that chat box because I think that could be really cool. And I can also download the messages that people leave and put them in the podcast. So if you want to hear your voice loud and clear on the podcast, give me a call or leave a message on the site. Okay, and for this first episode of Sissa Something from the Forums, I'm going to talk a bit about Writely, or what it's now known as Google Docs. There's a thread on the technology forum about Google Docs, or Writely, which is an online word processor. Writely was originally a company that put out an online word processor. It was around last year, and I'm pretty sure I talked a bit about it in one of the tools episodes last year, and I played around with it a little bit at the time. But I'm not a big fan of sort of typical Word-style word processors. I use Copyright, actually, instead. So I never really used it. Plus, I'm not super thrilled about just working online. I think web apps are great for some things, but actually writing a novel on them doesn't really thrill me. But it's certainly got a lot of advantages for people who, A, like to use word processors, B, are familiar with things like Word and whatnot, but are going to be using lots of different machines and will have internet access for all the times that they're using those different computers. I don't know if that really actually fits in with a lot of people, but it's worth checking out. It's free to use. And if you've already got a Google account, so if you've got a Gmail address or you use any of the other Google products like Reader or something like that, you've already got a login and you're good to go. The really cool thing, I think, about Google Docs is that you can import files right into Writely and export as well. So it works for document conversion if you care about that, but really I think it's going to be great for a backup solution, right? So you can, you know, write in Word or RTF or whatever you're planning on writing in, and then upload your file to Google Docs. It's there, you can edit it immediately in there if you want to, or you can export it back when you get home, and it's there. It's a really easy backup solution. So I think I'll probably end up using that as my backup solution along with my thumb drive and probably some other thing because I'm paranoid about backups. So there's a link in the show notes to the forum thread about Writely and Google Docs where you can find all kinds of information and opinions about whether or not it's a good solution for you. So now I'm going to play you a promo for another podcast that I think you might be interested in.
The following takes place between It Was a Dark and Stormy Night and What Would Happen Next, Only Time Will Tell. This is Bauer.
Jack, this is CTU. Where are you? We need you in the field.
I can't. I am in the middle of a severe plot twist.
Jack, what are you talking about?
What I am talking about is my daily word count, my goals in character development, and my possibilities in getting published.
Jack, your country needs you. You should be in the field.
No, I should be writing. Just like Myra Lafferty tells me on her podcast. She gives writing tips, personal anecdotes, and even features published authors in interviews. It's a totally Airwolf podcast.
Jack, you can't be...
Hold on. My position has been compromised. Repeat, my position has been compromised.
Send back.
No! Send me an editor!
Jack, you're pinned down. You should be returning fire.
No! I should be listening to MERS podcast! I should be writing! Time is short. Subscribe to Myra Lafferty's I Should Be Writing at ishouldbewriting.com. Your life and the fate of the free world may depend on it.
Okay, well, I think that's just about it for this, the inaugural podcast of NaNoWriMo Podcast 2006. Do get in touch with me. There's lots of ways you can do it. You can send email to DarushaPlusNaNoWriMo@gmail.com. You can leave a comment on the weblog at NaNoWriMoPodcast.blogspot.com. You can also leave an audio comment there. If you want to spend more than 2 minutes talking to me, you can give me a call at area code 206-222-2349. Let me know how your planning's going and what you're up to. And we'll catch you sometime later on before NaNoWriMo starts. Talk to you later. Bye.